We're going to study the Maral from Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, where the Maral talks about the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai. In Bechukosai Telechu Ves Mitzvosai Tishmenu Vasisemosom, if you observe the mitzvos. So the Torah promises V'nasati Gishmechem Be'itom V'nasna Ha'aretz Yivuloh, rain in the right time, the land produces plentifully, and the Eitz HaSadeh Yitin Pirio, that the trees provide beautiful fruits, and on, a great deal of bounty and success if we observe the mitzvos. We're studying again from Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Chamishim V'tisha, the 59th Perek in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. Hadavar Hazeh, beginning of the Perek, Hadavar Hazeh Asher Sho'alu B'nei Adam. There are certain people who ask, and they ask because they have a preconceived notion of what they want the answer to be. Mashalo nichtav beferish b'Torah, schar haruchni. Why isn't the spiritual reward, the olam haba, for which we are looking forward, to which we look forward, for which we are doing all the mitzvahs, we're not doing it because of olam hazeh, we're doing it for olam haba. But yet, that's not what the Torah describes. Torah doesn't say anything about the promised olam haba. Rak nichtav b'teira haschar hagufni. The material rewards, that's what the Torah promises us. Why? Vein safik ki hasha'ila hazais me'itam. No doubt they ask this bishvil. Ki choshvu ki ein madregas ha-Torah l'zakos ha-Adam el schar haruchni. They, unfortunately, are maligning the Torah, saying that the Torah is not up to and is not, so to speak, a quality that has ruchni. But you do the mitzvahs gufni and you get the reward gufni. These philosophers are saying that that which you do only with your mind, that which you do in the development of your intellect, is that which you raise your humanity by. That's how you create and that's how you purify your humanity. But to do mitzvos, maisios, you see the Torah only promises you some kind of material reward. So this is a put-down chalila of the Torah. Kiyim el schar haguf, that the Torah only would give and is going to lead to schar ruchni, but not to schar haguf. Tischar haguf and not tischar ruchni. V'choshvu ki al yedei mitzvos she'ose al yedei gufo lo yizkerak el tischar haguf bilvad. And the claim they're trying to make is that that's all the Torah can provide. You do what Hashem wants, you do with your guf, you are going to receive for your guf. And that's it. Which is, of course, of a lower matreg, it's very plebeian. After all, the mitzvahs are that which you do with your hands and your feet, and they are done with the guf. But we have answered this. True, yes, the mitzvahs are through the guf, things that you do. But through that, that's how we gain schar ruchni, and the Maral now explains why. It is absolutely logical and correct. Because mitzvos, even though some of them are of a material nature, mitzvos are not about what should be logical or natural. They are not about what is constructive, functional, or etiquette and good manners. V'im hayu kol mitzvos tivim ayni musim bilvad. If all of them would be something that you naturally understand, like kibud av va'em, mitzvos v'ahavta l'rachel kamecha, ushar mitzvos shehem tikun b'nei adam, they are there because that is what a society requires, so we can live civilly amongst one another and with each other. V'al mitzvos eilu ki yotzeh b'hem efshel l'tzoin. For those mitzvos, yes, you could argue ki yaschah shalem hu b'olam hazeh k'mo shehisboer od. you know, you do the right thing by someone else, he'll do the right thing by you, society will function, things will work. But that's only for some mitzvahs. Indeed, those mitzvahs, you have schar in this world. They are functional. They help you. They help mankind. They help society. But that, he adds, gam kein, meaning you have benefit in this world as well. But the real schar, even for those mitzvahs, is olam haba. Adam oichel peiroseihem ba'olam hazeh. And notice, peiroseihem doesn't mean the schar. But the result of doing the right thing in Gmilus Chasadim is going to be peros, that will mean you'll have comfort, you'll have wellness, and you'll have that which is extended by you to others. If Chas v'Shalom, necessarily it'll be extended to you. But that's just peroseim. V'hakeren kayem esloi l'olam haba. That's why he uses this expression. They have schar in this world as well. But actually, the real schar is in Olam Haba. Aval ha-mitzvahs einam tivi'im. But there are mitzvahs, and they are not meant to be of a natural order or of functionality. K'moy kama mitzvahs shehem b'tayra. Like so many mitzvahs. Shatnes, is that a logical mitzvah? I don't think so. And all the mitzvahs of avoda, of karbanos, have no logic to them. And even osos of tefillin, we understand what the os is, but does it really have a function? Really? And how about para aduma? Yeah, right? And all kinds of mitzvahs of that nature. E'ef shalayim ha-shabau ha-mitzvahs l'tikun b'nei adam she'ain zeh shum tikun. They do nothing to, you know, functionally craft a person's life or a person's environment or society. Aval ha-mitzvah hu inyan eloiki l'tzaref b'nei adam. The whole point of mitzvahs is to change a person, to improve a person, to be mitzaref means to purify a person. Lagia oisam el madrega bilti tivis, to lift us to where we are above nature, and where we are involved and pursue something greater than just mere natural needs, physical needs, greater than what's functional for my day-to-day life. Hi madrega haruchnis. This is a spiritual, lofty attainment. If mitzvahs clearly are not meant to accomplish something tangible or functional in this world, so what's the point of the mitzvah? To change a person and lift a person spiritually. To craft the neshama. The mitzvah is there to create and fashion and shape the soul of man. So of course, if it's there to shape the soul of man, how can the reward be in his body? Must be the reward is for and going to be paid back with reference to his soul or her soul. Because the whole point of the mitzvahs clearly is not functionality in this world, but ruchni. So therefore, ech neimar she'ein b'schar ha-mitzvah schar ha-ruchni l'olam haba. How could you imagine that the schar is not ruchni, spiritual, for olam haba? Ola achar ha-mitzvah, after 120. Achar she'mavua ki ha-mitzvah is ein behem inyan tiv'i, oidover nimus. If they're not functional, they're not all about good manners or etiquette. Lekach borer hu she'al yedei mitzvos ha-torah zochel madrega ruchnes. Ve'ein tzorich lefarish. He goes so far as to say ve'ein tzorich lefarish. The Torah need not say that to us. It's so logically clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's saying to us, do with your body so that you can develop your spirit, your persona, your neshama. It is so abundantly clear the Torah need not say, and then when you have a certain kind of neshama, so then you'll have entree to Olam Haba. No. Torah, the Torah doesn't have to do that. Ve'ein tzarech lefarish. What does the Torah have to say? On the contrary, says the Maral. The Maral says the shoe's on the other foot. The Torah does have to say that there is schar in some instances and benefits in Olam Hazeh. It's the other way around, says the Maharal. That you're going to have Olam Haba is needless to say. But what does have to be explained is that there are good results and certain rewards that will accrue when you have done mitzvahs, when you have been mekayim. So yes, in b'chol kol sai teleichu bas mitzvah sai tishmu ravasi semosam, there will be good results. Aval hayad tzarich lefaresh, a little bit more than halfway down the column, or about halfway down the column, on page kuf ayin tes. Aval hayad tzarich lefaresh sheyigihi alehem atov ba'olam hazeh mipnei sha'ola al hadas, because you would think logically ki b'schar mitzvah satera lo yi alehem schar gufni. Like the Tana says, Domar schar mitzvahs bahai al maleka. The Gemara says there are no rewards to mitzvahs in this world. Ubevad the time of the day. The reason to say that is kevan she'ena mitzvahs tivi'iyos klal, because they're not about functionality, and they're not about, you know, lowly purposes of the goof. Ain't svarish yehi schar shalahem ba'olam hazeh. It looks like it's really one is going to lead directly to and is a reward for the other, tit for tat. Hashem Yisburach is going to respond to you not as if it's a reward, but if you are caring about his will, Hashem responds by having care about your needs. Not that it's hard for doing the bidding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but just as he's going to say in the next parak, it's chanina. You know, you're being good, so to speak, to Hashem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be good to you. Not, that's not your reward. You know, it's a little bit like the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will reward a person with the ability to do more mitzvahs. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu will relieve a person of some of the burdens and stresses of life and of parnasa, so that the person will be able to do more mitzvahs and learn more Torah. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're so good and you wish to do mitzvahs and you wish to learn Torah, so then I'll unburden you from some of the other burdens and tasks which otherwise would preclude you from continuing to do what you clearly want to do. You want to do Ritzon Hashem, I'll make it easier for you. I'll help you. Similarly here, that's what the Maharal is saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not rewarding us in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, but saying that that is how you'll be treated, how you will be regarded. Let's continue to see it inside. Yitun lechem atoyv loyshe davar zeh shenoysin lechem hu schar hamitzvos. Devadei haschar einoy ba'olam hazeh rak la'olam haba. Rak hashetiyu oivdin el Hashem Yisbarach. Oh, zeh Hashem Yisbarach. Asher atem oivdim loy. Yitun lechem atoyv. Aval ein zeh schar hamitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to not reward so much as treat you in a favorable way. Because the Torah is not tiv is, and that's why the schar for a good Jew is not in olam hazeh. Now we're going to go on to the. Oh, by the way, in Perek Nun Ches, Perek before this Perek, the Maharal has a fascinating approach to this idea, and he says, because of the fact that there is unfortunately the need to say v'im lo yisishmu li v'lo sa'asu es kol ha-mitzvos ha'elam v'im b'chukasai timosu v'im es mishpatai tigal nafshechem chas v'sholom levilti asos es kol ha-mitzvos el hafechem es b'risi. If you don't do the mitzvos, if you don't follow the Torah, then things will not be good for you. The only way that that you can say, well, if you don't do it, then you'll receive punishments in this world, is if there's otherwise going to be blessing when you do fulfill the mitzvah. So the Maharal there says, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch was saying this is your schar. No, it's just that in order for there to be a contrast, in order for there to be a quote-unquote punishment if you don't do mitzvah Satorah, there has to be an otherwise very good and favorable treatment to Klal Yisrael when we do fulfill the Torah. So perforce, when we do the Torah, things are good. Not as reward, but that's necessarily so in order for there to be the possibility of einish if we don't do the mitzvah satan.
This is also, it's not talking on an individual level.
The Torah here is talking in cloud. Correct. But a lot of this applies to the individual, as we are going to see in just a moment. In Perek Samach, he discusses the individual, the tzaddik, and the rosha, and let's turn to that part of the Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Shishim. On page Kuf Pe Aleph, B'zeh Perek Nevar Lecha Gam Kein. Here we'll explain again. Kidas Chachamim Hu Hefech Asher Amru Ki B'Teir Nichtav Haskar HaGufni V'loi Haskar HaRuchni. But as Chachamim She'ein B'Teir Shum Haskar Gufni. Chachamim say no. What's written in the Torah is not that you're going to have Haskar Gufni in this world. Perikam de Kedushin, Amar Sham de Libud Rabbi Yaakov, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleko, Vahatam Hu Kmeshi Pirashnu, Ki Eina Mitzvos, Dvarim Tivim, Mitzvos are not functional, they're not meant to be practical, they're not meant to be something that, you know, makes life functional or easy in this world. Kasher Ha'olam Hazeh, Olam HaTeva, Rak HaMitzvos Heim Elokiyim, no, Mitzvos are about godliness, they are about changing us and altering us, and making that part of us which is not physical uplifted. It is all about actually molding and creating and growing our spirit. L'kach, schar mitzvahs b'hai al malekah. V'af al gav d'chsev im buchakai saite leicho. Perisho, the perish is, shim yasu ritzen Hashem yisbach shabara ha'olim b'teva. Gam kein yitin lahem ha'toif. There will be a natural response that there are things that will happen that are good if you do the right thing. Avalein zeh schar mitzvos klal, but it's not schar mitzvah. Im kein muchach mizeh shahadavar hu hefach mimas shechoshvu, it is the opposite of what others might think. Dein schar mitzvos b'hai alma klal. Because there's no schar mitzvah in this world. Now he says, Araya, u'bemedrash, Al tira Avram anachi magin loch. Avram Avinu defeats the Melachim, defeats the kings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram, don't worry. What is the worry? What is Avram's fear? Lefi shehoya Avram Avinu mispached yoraditi lekiv shenayish v'nitzalti. Nimrod threw me in an oven in a fiery furnace and I survived. Yoraditi lemechemes hamelachim v'nitzalti. I waged war against these mighty kings. Kedar lo'ayim ha'anam rafel. I survived. Maybe that means that I'm done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done all this good to me and I'm done. Ve'ainli klum ba'olam haba. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al tira Avram. Nechi magin lach, meaning I'm keeping all the good for you for the future. Kol ma she'asisi ba'olam, asisi imcha chinam. What I've done for you is chinam. For free. Gratis. Your greatness and your rewards are yet to come. Adkan. Biaru. So Chachmenu are telling us, Ki hatoiv shenosin Hashem Yisbarach l'tzadikim einoi nikra matun scharim klal, the good that tzadikim might have in this world is not their reward. Raku b'midas hakasad v'hachanina. It's Hashem's kindness and graciousness. Chesed and Chanina. It's Hashem's kindness and graciousness. But the schar, v'loy tashlum, schar nikra. It's not a payment of reward. Kizeh inyan aschar mashem uchuyiv lasas loy b'shvil ha-mitzvah. What Kodesh Baruch Hu has to give is schar that comes later. Dovezeh inyan b'olam hazeh, rak b'olam haba, v'oz tashlum schar mitzvahs. Avam ha-shonayis l'tzidikim b'olam hazeh, hakol b'chesed. Now, go to the top of the next column here in Perek Shishim. He says a fascinating thing about the tzaddik and the rosh, and how tzaddikim and why tzaddikim will have some difficult times perhaps in Olam Hazeh, while the rishayim prosper in Olam Hazeh. Void ki ra'u sheyiya hatashlumin la'adam kifi asher hu tzadik oy rasha. V'zeh shayach ba'olam haba asher hu olam ha'amiti. This world is an olam of sheker. The real world, the olam ha'emes, is the world of olam haba. That's where a real tzaddik is to be rewarded, and where a real rasha is to be denied and deprived. Because olam hazeh is olam of the shikra. Shemitzad olam hazeh shehu olam gashmi ein ha'olam hazeh olam ha'emes. This is not the real world, the world of truth, the world where righteousness and emes are actually predominant, and where truth prevails. L'shalem el ha'odam boy kifimah shehu tzadik oy rasha be'emes b'loy taisafas v'giroin. You can't correctly do in this world what a tzaddik really deserves, or what a rasha, for that matter, really deserves. You can't effect it fully and correctly in this world, because it is a flawed world, because it is a material world, and the reward of the spirit is that much more true, is true, while the reward of gufni is, what is it? I mean, what do you give a person who's a millionaire? What reward are you going to give him? And if you give it to him, what happens when at 120, or maybe a little sooner, he's gone? Lekach asher hu roiv l'zuchuyos tashlum schari hu haylam apo. Therefore, for the one asher hu, the person who has rov zuchuyos, his reward is in the real world, in the true world, in elam apo. V'chein behefach kasher roiv Chayev, when he's Rubai Chayev Hu Rasha, Tashlum and Shalai Ba'alam Abba, which he will not have in proper measure. Asher Sham Noyeg HaKol Kifi Mashahu Emes. That there is where it's going to be the real reward, because there you have the Emes. And the Emes addresses the Rasha, because he's the Rasha and deserves what the Rasha is going to get or not get, and the Emes is addressed to and is served up as is deserved by the Tzaddik. But in that world, aval tzadik gomer sheyesh by miut averus shekevin shuhu ba miut averus ein a rasha lefi emes sheharei hu tzadik baatzmai sheruba zuchuyus umashiyesh le miut averus ein ze atzmai. That's not who he really is. The tzadik, the good person, has done some things wrong, but that's not definitively who he or she is. Ulekach mishalim loy chet shalei ba olam hazeh. He deserves that in this world, which is the olam hashaker, will get his punishment out of the way, because it's not who he really is. You know, it's not just because, you know, the greater reward is later, that's true, but also because the emes of this person is that he is an olam haba person. And the mistakes he's made, well, that's not who he really is. We will then address those matters in this world, which is really not the real world. Because he really isn't this bad person, even though he did a few bad things, those bad things have to be addressed, not in the real world, because that's not who he really is. They have to be addressed in this world, which is the world where things are not as they appear to be. Who has few merit, few zchuyos. Mishalom loy ba'olam hazeh zchuyosof ki dov hazeh ro'uy l'miut zchuyos. He gets his good in this world, because that's not who he really is. So his good, which is really a sheker, which is not definitively who he is addressed in this world, which is not the real world. Since that's not the goodness in this guy, is really not who he is and what he's all about. But he has some zuchuyas, and they have to be addressed. So they're addressed in this world, which is not who and what he's really all about. It is logical and correct for his reward to be in this world, which is all about a sheker. So the morale says that it's, so to speak, in the logical pattern of this world being an Alma de Shikra, So then when a person is not really good, and a person is really chas v'shalom a rasha, so then he's not going to have his olam haba. Then the good that he might have done, let it be addressed in this alma de shikra, since it's really not truly him. And similarly, if a tzaddik suffers in this world, it's because the few bad things, let them be addressed in this world, because that's not really him. Earlier in the piece, what was so remarkable about what the Maral said is that this beginning of Parshas Bechukaisai is not schar v'aynish. It's not schar. He says two things. He admits that it is in the natural order of the world that person's good accomplishments that are functional are going to build and create his life and social life. Society's structure will be functional and will be healthful. And he says it's chesed and chanina. It's Hashem's kindness and graciousness. And as we said earlier in Perek Nun Ches, the Maral says it's really just to, you know, contrast that which is hopefully good with chalila when necessary, that there'd be something that's not good if we deserve chalila to be punished. So this idea of our being rewarded in Olam Haba is so important, it's so kadosh, because the idea of being rewarded in Olam Haba is that mitzvos can't be correctly addressed with schar in Olam Hazeh. Mitzvos are shaping us spiritually. They're crafting our neshamos. They're crafting us into godly beings. How do you reward a godly being in a material world? Says the Maral, indeed, we are crafted through doing mitzvahs. We become godly beings. We become ruchni. And indeed, that's why necessarily the schar will be ruchni in Olam Haba.